You're welcome to the Nightly Strange.
Thanks, Doc!
Welcome to the Nightly Strange, ladies and gentlemen. We are your hosts, D-Mac Uno.
Rozzy the Champ.
Ooh, yeah!
Kilo Keys on the track.
Hey, Stanley cannot be with us this evening. She got arrested after fighting another parent at a soccer game, even though neither parent was supposed to be there. So it's just the three of us. How's everybody doing today? Yo, I saw this crazy article today. I read about how this the CEO of McDonald's is going to start looking at the prices of, their food. Because there's a place in Connecticut where they're charging $18.74 for a McDonald's Big Mac meal.
Damn! Fuck that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
a lot.
Fuck that shit. $18? You could just went to a damn restaurant and sat down and ate and had the experience and ate some good food.
At that point, that's Red Robin prices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That price, that's when you could, like, you could buy a you could buy the ingredients to make cheeseburgers. Yeah.
Yep. Yep, you sure can. People post them all the time, you know, because there is no White Castle anywhere around Washington or an In-N-Out burger and stuff like that. So people make, we'll make In-N-Out at home. We'll make Raising Cane's at home.
Yeah. You know what's upsetting me? My mom bought this dog for these kids and then acts like she refuses to take care of this dog. I'm about to charge her child support.
Bruh.
Yeah, you do gotta feed them and buy them toys.
That's what I'm saying. You don't get to you don't get to make responsibility and walk away from it. You can't do that in America. Yep. This hip hop.
What? Yep.
And another thing too, shout out to Killer Mike for winning those three Grammys and then getting arrested.
Yep. Yeah. Big shout out to that.
Yeah. What's the deal on that?
Man, he was just trying, security guard wouldn't get out of his way, so he just like tried to move him out the way. He's like, here, get out of my way. And security guard was like, well, fine, we're gonna arrest you. You know what I'm saying? They knew what was up. Like, Killer Mike's message is so positive. It's not even, it's like positive and knowledge based. And like, that's what you expect your hip hop to be like, is what Killer Mike's album. Like, first time I heard his first single, I was just like, yo, this is something different. You know what I'm saying? And I heard the album, I was like, yo, it's gonna be album of the year. It's gonna win the Grammys. Even though fuck the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But I mean,
it's
like
a
on par with the Grammy. No, I mean, fuck the Grammys, bro. When Will Smith and Naughty by Nature and them won the Grammy, bro, they made him accept it in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
facts,
that shit.
Real facts. You can look it up. They have it on interview. They talk about it. We had to accept it in the back. You know what I'm saying? Just like, oh, you want something to eat? Go around back. I'll feed you back there. You know what I'm saying? You can't be seen out here with us. So I ain't with the Grammys, but shout out to Killer Mike. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Back to this overpriced fast food.
Yeah.
That should
hashtag rent, dude.
Yeah, for real. Like, actually, I went to this place, and the guy must have been new or something, because I ordered a half order of nachos, and he packed the whole thing full of Asentinos.
Yeah.
He's like, damn, we got that Chipotle over here now. We got to do something.
He probably wanted you to leave a tip.
Yep. Yeah.
Nah. No, I mean, like, I'm kind of like against leaving tips unless I go to like a restaurant or a bar. But you know, even then, it's, I don't know, like, people nowadays are just getting crazy with tips, like DoorDashers and Grubhub people. Like, they expect tips, and that's the whole thing. It's like, no one has to tip you, and you can't shame me into not tipping you.
So uncivilized.
And so for me, it's just like, I'm just not gonna deal with them businesses if your people are gonna be like that. Besides, I don't trust DoorDashers. Anybody can do that shit. They don't even like screen.
Why? What's wrong? You don't want to pay $40 for a Big Mac meal?
No. They don't even screen these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got strangers rolling up to your house, got your food in their car, in your food in their car. Who knows how clean that seat is?
You don't know what they...
Who knows if he even washes his hands after he scratches his balls?
Well, it's funny because all he scratches up off
his hands. He's handing you the drink with condensation on the side of it. Like, here you go, buddy. He's got done digging in his ass. Like,
yeah.
You're like, ooh, this McDonald's Sprite is hitting. I'm like, I'm sure it is. Hepatitis.
Yep. Hepatitis. Yeah. I mean, with DoorDashers, I mean, you don't know what car they gonna be pulling up in. You don't know if it's gonna be a hoopty with papers flying out of your car.
Yeah.
Or super clean.
I saw the one guy, he dropped off the food. He was like, it was like a $20 order and they tipped him $5 or something like that. And he was like, dang, look at how big your house is. Your house is humongous and you only tipped $5. Like, talking shit. I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah, they don't gotta do shit.
Yeah, they tipped you more than 10%. Like, Yeah. First of all, like $5 on a $20 order, that's a lot of money. You're just looking at someone's house expecting. See, that's the shit I don't like. It's like you assume that people owe you to tip you. You know what I'm saying? Just like those people, like if I go into a place and I order my food from the counter, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, like if I go to a teriyaki place, I'm not gonna tip you if I'm in there and I order my food, or I call on the phone. Like, I don't even tip you. I'm already paying to get my food. I shouldn't have to pay for you to talk to me. That's why, bring on the robots.
Yep, bring.
I'm tired of this.
Yeah.
let me speak to Johnny Five. Let me talk dirty to that electric vacuum. 0010011001100. You like that, huh?
God damn.
Open some lube on them nuts. Pause.
That's nasty.
Speaking of robots, Kilo, you posted, you saw that one article on Say Cheese where it's talking about the massive layoffs.
Man, I've been telling you, saying it's coming.
Yeah, so PayPal's laying off 2,500 employees. Activision laid off entire staff, only 12 members left. Sports Illustrated laid off entire staff. Twitch cut 500 people, and Spotify cut 17% of their staff. Yep. So let's start with Sports Illustrated. When's the last time you read that garbage shit?
It's funny because I was going to ask you the same thing.
Exactly. I mean, I didn't even know they were still making it. They just fired everybody all at once. They'd be like, y'all didn't see that coming?
I mean, the last time I picked up a Sports Illustrated, damn, I think it had to be like 99, 2000.
Bro, only time I ever read a Sports Illustrated, and I'm a grown 41-year-old man, is when the swimsuit edition came out. And I didn't read it. I was in it for the titties and the ass.
Of course, why else? Yep.
And then we didn't need that no more because women are giving it away for free online. Why I gotta pay for it in the magazine?
Free only.
Yep. Shoot. Or Twitter. Twitter shows all that.
Yeah, Twitter show everything. That's why I was like tripping. I was like, how you gonna block? I was like, if all things on Twitter, you wanna block the AI generated pictures of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I like you don't wanna block this orgy porn that I keep seeing on my timeline every 2 days.
Well, so
I mean, please don't, because, I mean, please don't. You know what I'm saying? But like, damn, that's where we cut the line at. Taylor Swift, you don't do that to our baby.
I'm like, shit. Hey, we got a lot of laughs in from that last post, too.
Which one?
All those guys, one that looked like 50 Cent.
I don't know who was in that picture. The face was covered. You ain't getting me in trouble.
I don't know who that picture
I don't know who that was. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know who that was neither.
You
shoot,
just tried to say, hey, why are you telling on us, Rozzy? We're having technical difficulties at the moment. Someone probably almost said something incriminating, or people are fighting. We might let you know, but right now we have to make a show. We'll be right back on in a minute.
Hey, I ain't saying shit.
Yo, Rozzy, hey, tell everybody what list you... Tell everybody about the list you made.
Oh, well, I made this professional wrestlers, wrestlers to watch list. And I woke up this morning and Taekwon Bro is number 92 on that list out of 200 folks.
Y'all hear that, folks? 92 out of 200 folks, wrestlers to watch. And that's not just Washington. That's in around the world or United States?
Yeah, that's around the world, United States, that's nationwide.
That's around the world. Number 92. Let's give it up for him, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him. Hold your champions in the building, baby. Woo! Four-time
Washington State champion.
Yeah, I put that shit on a shirt.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely. And man, and every time that I go on YouTube, I always hear stuff about Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, I read that. Basically, the chick was this prostitute.
And yeah, pretty much.
She was cool with all the shit. You know what I'm saying? But he was supposed to pay her $3 million. He only gave her $1 million. So she's coming back for the other two. And she sent those text messages. Vince McMahon, a nasty motherfucker.
Yeah. And he even lied to his wife, said, were you having an affair? Yes, Linda. I'm like, damn.
Why are you going to lie about it? Why are you going to lie? What's the point? What's the point of lying about it? Yeah, you fucking did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, yeah, you know I was. He's like, you ain't fucking me. What the fuck? Like, what am I supposed to do? Wish and hope?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and there was an actual, there was an actual woman there that was a WWF's referee. Vince McMahon was like, so, I told you, don't get with anyone sexually and stuff. And, Vince was like, well, homegirl was like, well, Vince told me if I wanted to make it in his company, I have to satisfy him. And, Vince was like, hey, I'm not satisfied yet. Took off his pants. I'm not satisfied. I'm like,
Brock Lesnar out here talking about send me a pee video.
Yeah,
bro. I'm like, these dudes is, that's weird. And I didn't know he was married to Sable.
Yeah. And actually, how Brock and Sable hooked up, Sable was fucking around on Mark Merrill. That was her original husband.
Oh, wait, hey, you beat him. You leave him how you meet him.
Yep. You leave him how you meet him. Boom. Yeah. And I mean, I wasn't there. That ain't none of my business. But when it comes on surface and everything else, everyone, hey, it's free to talk about now. But
they got a lawsuit going and everything. So I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, he had and to step down.
She could have went after him. But at the time, Vince McMahon was in the steroid trial, and they thought they can get him in by providing steroids. But he wasn't really selling the steroids to the wrestlers. Just another guy got busted, so he started telling.
Damn.
Yeah, and then another bodybuilder was like, I can get a better deal than the wrestlers. And Vince McMahon, he was like, I was on it for my personal use and giving them away. I wasn't selling them. I ain't making no profits.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, Hogan was taking them and everything.
Mm-hmm. And that's what got Hogan deflagged for anything, because his honesty on the Arsenio Hall show on that episode, everyone can look it up to see how he tried to dumb it down. But you weren't really honest about it, bud. We've seen some of the past pictures of you before the roids and then after. We know it's cheating in a way.
It is what it is. I mean, he's gonna have to pay that money. I mean, his name's tarnished. Yep. Whatever.
Yep.
The company's gonna go out. Ooh, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I went to Miss My My's party on Saturday and I had a little too much fun. shout out to her. Let's talk about all these layoffs, like. You know, like hella tech job layoffs and all that stuff. If you could tell an AI, hey, develop this world for me. Make a Call of Duty level that's like all the rest of them, but it's pink. And it does it for you. Boom. You only need 12 people to work at Activision. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, I've been seeing so many AI people, like so many people's like, make an AI version of me. And they making them just so picture perfect. I'm like, ain't this a bad gas?
Yeah, but what you got to do is you have to give them like so many. I think it's like 12 pictures of yourself, and then they get to keep. They have all the rights to those pictures you sent to them,
And they can do whatever they want with that shit.
Excuse me, they can do whatever they want with that stuff. So I'm talking about the artificial intelligence. I saw that coming out. I was like, yeah, it's gonna take a lot of people jobs, because there's a lot of jobs they can have machines do.
Yep.
That they don't need you for. Yep. So I advise a lot of people to. Either get a job where the robot can't take it, or, you know, you better train John Connor because something about to pop off. So,
yep.
I ain't got too much to say about that.
Oh, look. Yeah. I mean, I've been seeing a lot of people getting hired from Boeing. And Boeing's in a little bit of hot water to themselves.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? They got probably like, you know, 100,000 planes that fly every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, I could probably look that number up while I'm talking. So they say they're about somewhere in the ballpark of 15,500 to 17,500 planes are in the sky, right? At any given time. But so happens that five planes of Boeing have malfunctions or something like that, and they're like, well, something's wrong with Boeing. I'm like, nah, for me, I'm like, something would be wrong with Boeing if like 1,000 planes had a problem a week. Then you're like, okay, now something's really going on. So I don't think it's that bad. I think people just like, you know, for me, it's like if I see two of something, then I'm quick to be like, oh, shit, shit's going crazy. I've seen it twice, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. What y'all think?
Man, what I'm thinking is it's probably just, you know, they're just probably over exaggerating when it comes to Boeing, because I mean, they can actually, we all depend on Boeing to get people from Washington to Florida, Florida to New York and shit like that in a successful manner.
Yeah. You know, I got a question too. I mean, back to the fees and shit, like how high is a price where it's going to be like, where you're just like, I don't want to pay that no more.
Yeah, that's true too.
I mean, like if I walked into a McDonald's, I mean, I went into a place one time to go buy a pack of cigarettes and he was like 14 something. And I was like, no, I'm not paying that. He's like, fair enough. Yeah. And I walked away. I was like, the fuck? Cause I can go two blocks down the street and it's $4 cheaper. You know, it's like, people just have to say no. You have to be like, how much is that? Nah, I'm good. I don't want it from here. Cause like there's a bottle of hot sauce I was getting from Safeway. It was $8. I go to Walmart, it's $2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like right across the street.
Yeah. That's a certain things you just don't buy at certain places. Like Walmart. You don't go into a grocery store and get like your bathroom essentials, like your toothpaste, toothbrush, all that shit. No, you go to Walmart. Yeah, cheaper. Yeah.
So I mean that's something we're gonna have to discuss a little bit more on another topic. I didn't want to hold y'all too long. You know what I'm saying? We had to do a late pod today because I threw the weekend off. Shout out to Kay Stanley. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully
they free Kay Stanley. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Soccer mom on trial. Yeah. You guys got any shout outs you want to send?
Man, I'd like to give a shout out to the Wrestlers to Watch website for putting me on with number 92. Let's hope and get another number up there. You know, maybe next year, maybe it'll be like around the 80s or something. You know, let's keep that going. And a shout out to all of our listeners out there. Listeners, hey, thank you guys very much for listening to us. Please continue to listen to us. Nightly Strange, baby. Nightly Strange. Ooh wee.
Strange.
For sure, folks, we will see you next week. This has been the Nightly Strange Podcast.
You're welcome to the Nightly Strange.
Thanks, Scott.